Well, hello, Tom O'Brien.
Hello, Jeffrey.
So, hello, everyone. I'm Jeffrey Smith. This is my good friend, Dr. Tom O'Brien. And Dr. Tom O'Brien is one of 40 amazing thought leaders and world changers that I interview for A Magnificent New Normal. And I ask everyone the same question at the beginning: what is your vision for a post-pandemic civilization? And the second, what do you recommend that people can do to step into their full power to live the highest version of themselves? And then we dive deep into each of these brilliant experts' thinking, from Bruce Lipton and Sue Mortar and Lynn McTaggart to your friend Tom Allison O'Brien and
Allison Armstrong.
Allison, I'm looking at your name there. Allison Armstrong and Jim Mitchell.
I do like it a lot.
Yes. So we're going to say, why in the world are we talking about a post-pandemic civilization? Why are we having 40 experts releasing a life-changing interview per day for 40 days right now? What is it about this time that is so special? And Tom, I'm going to have you give your version of this, and then we're going to talk about what you brought out and the amazing brain physiology that we all need to know, that was not taught to us in school, but that we absolutely need to know about, because otherwise we're stuck in old patterns and are not going to be able to use this transformative time for anything other than continuing to react to everything around us. Tom.
Well, you know, our mutual friend, Dr. Joe Dispenza, says it this way. You know, he says, living your life out of the vision of your future instead of the memories of your past. And that is so profound. When I heard that, my brain said, wait a minute, living out of my memories of the past? Well, yeah, I do that. Yeah. I was married to a psychotherapist for 23 years. And yeah, I learned that we all do that to some degree or another. And when I do something and look back and say, you know, I really did that wasn't my best coming out in that moment. If I do a deep dive into where all that came from, it's always out of some memory in the past that controlled my reaction. And I really want to live more out of responses instead of reactions. You know, that responses are taking a look at what's here right now and what's true in my heart. What's authentic for me right now? But a reaction is like a immediate defensive response. You react to something. Something triggers you and you react to it. Whereas a response, something comes in and you go, oh, that's really interesting. Okay, well, you know, my old self, if I lived out of my memories of the past, I may react this way, but what would my biggest self, what would the bigger me, what kind of a man do I want to be in my life? And then I might respond, you know, and I'm breaking it down and all that happens in a second or two in my brain, right? So what is it that I'd like to see come out of this pandemic time that the planet has never experienced before? Yeah, there's been pandemics before. Of course there has been, but not like this, not this concerted effort to change everybody the way this one is doing. What would I like to see come out of this? That we all learn to be more authentic. And I don't mean that in an insulting way for anyone, but authentic means what's really going on for you underneath your fears and your apprehensions. How do you, I mean, what's real? What kind of a world do you want to live in? How would you like to respond to this world? How would you like to live out of your vision of the future and the you that you want to be? And I think that's a profound concept that takes a lifetime to really refine and get good at. You know, Jeffrey, you won't say this, but I'll say this about you. You're the only human in the world that I personally know that has meditated twice a day, 20 minutes a day, for over 25 or 30 years, whatever the number is, But you've done the gut in the trenches hard work to know more about what's going on for you internally. And I see you as one of those kinds of people that respond in the world, that you're living out of your vision of the future. You're always working for your vision of the future. And I'd like to see all of us doing that to the degree that we're clear about how we'd like to be as a human being.
Thank you, Tom. And you can know more about Tom at thedoctor.com. Tom happens to be one of the world's experts in gluten sensitivity, autoimmune disease, and more recently, how to fix your brain. He has got amazing programs for that. And he's the man that teaches the doctors who deal with you. The doctors go to Tom O'Brien to understand about gluten sensitivity, autoimmune disease, and various things about the physiology, because you're an incredible researcher. Now, I envisioned that this time of the pandemic is a phase transition, and then consciousness is not local nor linear, and that we can, by virtue of this special time, leap forward ourselves and bring society along. Among the people that I have interviewed are Ilarion Mirkuliev, an indigenous leader from Alaska, the Aleutian Islands, Lynn Twist, who is connected to the Amazonian indigenous tribes, and others. And they describe that this period of time is actually found in prophecy, that prophecy talks about this time as an opportunity to leap forward. There's a disruption period in some cases. I think the best way to do it is not through the prophecy, it's through Lynn Twist's idea of saying, when you have morning sickness and you don't know you're pregnant, it can feel really disorienting and terrible. When you realize you're pregnant, the context changes everything. One of the aspects of answering this question 40 times over 40 days with these world leaders is that we realize this is not a time of devastation, fear, and destruction. It has those components. It is a time of rebirth. And as Lynn Twist invites us to hospice the old systems that require the new systems to be reborn. Bruce Lipton and her talk about the process in the cocoon, the metamorphosis, and how the cells in the cocoon, the imaginal cells, named after the word imagination, imaginal cells need to find each other, and then they can orchestrate the transformation. And she and others talk about how this is the opportunity for this 40-day program where the imaginal cells of society find each other and orchestrate. Now, you talked about being caught in the past. It's interesting. Go ahead.
Jeffrey, I'd like to comment on what you just said for everyone that's listening. No one would ever imagine that a butterfly comes out of a cocoon. No one would ever imagine. We can't imagine what our future is going to be like if we are present in the moment, listening to our heart, being as authentic as we can be, being the best person in our world that we can be. You can't imagine what the world's going to look like, because a caterpillar has no clue what a butterfly is. And that's where we are right now. So I just wanted to take that small analogy that you made and bring it a little larger scope so we all can appreciate what you just said.
I love that. Now, in the process of becoming the butterfly, you talked about changing the past versus visioning the future. In our growth, it's so interesting because I've done these interviews, and so it's all lively in my brain. It has transformed me, but I'll just give you a little bit of insight. So I remember interviewing Catherine Woodward Thomas, and she talks about finding our inner parts and dealing with it and, you know, connecting with those, I call the voices on the bus. But she says clearly, psychology had it wrong, thinking that all we need to do is attend to the problems of our past and our future would be fixed. She then also gives a prescription as to how to envision and embody your future to move towards it. Sue Morder, who had this amazing 360-degree meditation experience years ago and has become a prominent spiritual leader, talks about how to clear those other blocks, not through conversation, but through energetic movement through the central core. Kristen Kirk, who had an awakening experience in 2003 and has amazing experiences all the time, like Eben Alexander, who has a near-death experience. He's in this program, and he came out of a near-death experience and had to sort of reconstruct. Kristen Kirk never came out of her awakening, and she's just progressing. And she gives an entire program as to how to surrender through the emotions and the physiology and uncouple our identity with these old things to move forward. So there's an interesting aspect of releasing the old and visioning the new that work together. And what I talk about, as we say, we ask the question to every single person, whether it's Holly Woods, who's an expert at purpose, Deborah Poneman, who's an expert at success science. What is your vision for a post-pandemic civilization? Where can we go from there? It turns out having that awareness, that intention, is like a gathering point or a gravity towards giving us, really setting us up to move our life forward. And we talk about how, not only where to go, what aspects and what characteristics we want, but how we can manage the change. And that's a lot where you came in, Tom. You had very specific ideas about what our new normal, magnificent new normal would look like, but you had a brilliant point about how we can manage our brain so that we can actually incorporate these new gems of wisdom and not be reactive. You talked about sympathetic versus parasympathetic. Can you share some of that wisdom here? Because whether someone tunes into the 40-day program, and you can click the link that's in the description of this right now, but if whether you tune in, it's free, by the way, whether you do that or not, what you're about to say, Tom, is so critical, because if someone is looking to change, but they haven't adjusted their brain physiology, they're going to be swimming upstream and they may not be successful.
Well, thanks, Jeffrey. That's true. I'd like to say first, for the people who are listening, you just went through maybe 12 of the, I'm just guessing, I didn't count, 12 of the speakers on your summit out of 40, and it's overwhelming what you've just said. Just one person, the concept, you know, it's like, and there was this, and there was this, and so it's going boom, 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 and it's hard to follow that. So I just want to put a context around that for people, because, you know, I lecture all over the world. I'm on stage, not this year. I haven't flown anywhere since March, you know, and that's really unusual for my wife and I. We've never been together 24/7 for so long, and it's wonderful. We've been married going on 4 years next month, and it's wonderful to spend 24/7 together. It's really got us to see who each other is. I'm grateful. But when I'm on stage, there's a slide that I often start with, and it's a picture of a display in the Museum of Science in Florence.
I was there when you took the picture. We were together in Italy, and I saw you take the picture and go, what in the world is he going to use that for? Go ahead.
So this is a round marble stand with a glass dome, and inside the dome is Galileo's finger. And Galileo bequeathed that all of his inventions could be on display for all of posterity, as long as they also displayed his finger. And so I show that slide, and then I say to the doctors, you know, thanks very much for the opportunity to be here today and to be at this symposium with all these great speakers. And I've been in the audience like you many, many times over the years. And if it's a good speaker, my pen is smoking. You know, I'm order this book, get this research article, order this nutrition, check this on this patient, check this, page after page after page. And I go back to work on Monday morning in the office, and there's no time to implement any of it. And everybody laughs and they say, yeah, yeah, that's very true. It's very true. So I came up with the context. If there's one thing, just weekend symposium, or the reason I'm telling you this, a 40-day event, one lecture a day. If there's one thing that I walk away from that stays with me for the rest of my professional career, then the thousands of dollars I've spent to fly to that city, hotel rooms, restaurants, registration for the conference, being out of the practice, being away from the family, all of that effort was worth it if there's one thing I remember and I implement. Now, I wish I could do 10 things, but I'm not that smart. You know, but my pen is flying. Oh, this is a great idea. Oh, this, oh my gosh, I got to learn more about this. And page after page, but there's no time to implement all of it. And many people in our world today have attended summits online with lots of guest speakers. You know, and as you know, Jeffrey, we were one of the first to ever do this, and with the gluten summit. But it's overwhelming. It's just overwhelming. And people are like deer in the headlights. They freeze. They don't know what to do. So I want to tell you, our audience here, that when you register for this event, and it's one speaker a day for 40 days, and that speaker is up for 7 whole days, and then, so you've got 7 days to watch any one speaker you want, but over 40 days, there's 40 different interviews. You may watch 3 interviews in 40 days. You know, who cares? I mean, whatever you're interested in doing. But the point is, if there's one thing that helps you and your family to open the cocoon of your spirit and your self, if there's one thing that helps to unzip or open that cocoon and more of your butterfly comes out to make this world a better place, that's the magnificent new normal that Jeffrey's goal is that you get out of this. When Jeffrey called me and told me what he was going to do, and there's discussion groups that you can join and notebooks that you get, you know, and lots of other things that are quite unique to this event. No one's ever done what he's doing here. No one. Especially with the speakers, because this is not about health. I mean, myself and our friend Dr. Zach Bush, I believe we're the only two doctors.
David and Austin Perlmutter also.
Oh, right. Thank you. So the four of us, were the only doctors talking about health topics of any type. The rest of them are in their world, whether they're indigenous with the ceremonies that they do and the teachings that came down from their ancestors, whether they were psychologists and psychiatrists for 30 years and finally got an understanding of where it all comes from. Whatever their specialty is, Jeffrey picked people who help us unzip the cocoon to find our own butterfly of the magnificent new normal. And I am just so tickled to be a part of this. I think it's really fabulous. No one's done this type of an event with this variety of type of speakers. And I haven't seen anything that has the potential that this has to impact in such a positive way on so many people. That's why I'm telling my whole world of people that listen to my talks and our Facebooks and, you know, everything we do, register for this event. No way you're going to listen to 40 lectures in 40 days. No way. Maybe. But if you listen to one, I mean, it's all free. And if you listen to one and it helps you unzip, it makes you a better person. And it helps you how to live out of your vision of the future to create the magnificent new normal. You know, we're pregnant now with our first, and from my previous marriage, I have 2 adult children and 2 grandchildren. The children of today, the world they're inheriting is not a good world for so many reasons. I mean, there are a tremendous number of reasons. I can go through them with you. I can give you the science. I can tell you the journal, sometimes what year that journal came out. And it's overwhelming. It scares the crap out of us, right? And then we go blank. I mean, we just deer in headlights when we hear all this negative stuff. This is a positive event. This is all about the magnificent new normal, which is why I'm so tickled to be a part of this. And then here for this really quick, unscheduled Facebook Live, just to talk with Jeffrey for a few minutes about it. Jeffrey, I just want to publicly give you the high five for doing this, man. So high five to you. Come on, give me that hand up there. Thank you so much. So I'll pause now on that one.
Thank you so much. You get this. You get this, like, and you got it right away because you've been in dozens of summits. You know that summits are designed to give people too much information. They watch it for several days and they can't get it all, so they buy it. Sometimes they watch it afterwards and sometimes they don't. And this was basically transformation based. The whole, you know, I said, okay, how are we going to help people actually change? First of all, let's do it for 40 days and 40 nights. Then people understand that is a period of time for personal transformation. It's biblical, it's in other traditions. Let's treat this time as really sacred, because I think it is. Yes. Then If you don't have time to listen to it on a particular day, not only is it available for 7 days, but you can click straight to the answer to the first question about a post-pandemic vision. And that's all. And that may be your daily dose, or the second question about personal empowerment, or the experiential exercise recommended or led by the person. You click straight to that, or to the forum where you can interact with others with a daily assignment by each speaker. So you can move forward as a group. And then I wanted to create, okay, so for those that are really into it, really into changing their life, can we do more? And I thought, well, there's a couple of things. People, some of these speakers would love to interact alive. You know, you don't see that on Summit. So we created between 12 and 15 live events where you can interact with the experts and answer questions and masterclass and seminar. And that's available for those that you know, make a low cost purchase of the whole thing. They get the permanent access to everything. They can share it with friends, but they get the live events, and we form people into small groups, and we've designed a protocol to go through in your small groups to help people integrate and live their magnificent new normal. And for everyone, we recommend that people create a journal. I have mine here. We have a little cover you can add to it, and my magnificent new normal. And we give a description how you can use it. Jewel, the musician, is in there. She talks about journaling and how that helped her. There's also an actor who's not yet posted from Game of Thrones. We'll see what he has to say. I'm about to interview him. I don't know if you know, Nassim Harriman is coming in, Master Shah is coming in. We have just filled up the last slots because we're still unfolding. But in the context of working with this knowledge, we say it's too much information to try and pack it all into your version. Okay, let's take everything from everyone. Learn what resonates. Learn what reverberates, what gives you energy when you hear it, and then write it down. Draw a line down the middle, the knowledge points that make you inspired on the left side, the action points that you want to incorporate into your lives. You're going to get too many action points, so consolidate them into the back, my magnificent to-do list. But then there's another level. So many people like Holly Woods talk about your personal purpose, and Alison Armstrong, your fundamental drive. So many people talk about discovering our own true self and stepping into it. I talk about stepping into your own personal superhero role. So there's another section called that you can create on your own journal, My Magnificence. And then you can make notes about your own understanding. And then when you meet in the small group, you can practice who you wish to become. Meeting people you haven't met before, all involved in this transformation, all committed to their own cocoon and transformational process, all committed to support every other member of the group. And since you're meeting each week, you can say, okay, by next week, I want to incorporate this. And then you can report on what you've done and receive the celebration and support and move forward as a small group. Both you and I have been part of small groups, men's groups and others, for years. And in fact, we went through a very powerful men's weekend, and I tracked down one of the top leaders. I'd been through many of them on staff, et cetera. I tracked down this most authentic and remarkable man, Jim Mitchell. I said, I want you in this 40-day program. He's now teaching vulnerable leadership to CEOs of top companies. And he talks so from his heart, has done his work, and gives practical understanding that deepens and deepens what others have said in this program in terms of listening big. He said it's a process that you can learn over months how to hold. You in your interview, Tom, you said be more interested than interesting. He gave an understanding how to do the inner landscape adjustment so that the other person just surrenders. Breathtaking. If I learn that alone, my goodness, my life will change.
Jeffrey, the points that you made, I mean, each of the people that you chose to have on the Magnificent New Normal are remarkable people in their own right. And they are leaders, thought leaders, and living their truth. You know, they walk the talk. Most of them I don't know, but I've heard of. Some of them I do know. I mean, it was Tickle, to learn that you had Jewel on this event. And so I didn't, you know, I don't know. She, what, is she a star, a singer or something? So I went to Amazon and, oh, I know that song. Oh, that was a cool song. But then I went to her website and I saw this is a woman who's really trying to make a difference in the world. She's really impacting on the world in the way where she has passion. So it may be that some of the young people or some of the old farts like me are going to be impacted by listening to what she has to say, right? Because maybe her language, her ideas, her neurons firing down a particular pathway to express a concept resonate with me. And that's the one that's going to make the difference for me. I want to go back to Galileo's finger for a moment.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say which finger it was and why he had it there. Yeah. Now his middle finger.
It was his middle finger. It was Galileo's last message to the church and those who had suppressed him in expressing his ideas for his entire lifetime. And if you go to Amazon, just type in Galileo's finger, and here come a couple of books. But Jeffrey, if you turn to your left and look on your bookshelf, pick out the book that's got the rainbow color there. That's the one. And that's my book. And if you look at the subtitle of that book, up top in the upper right corner, what does it say?
It says, just 1 hour a week to the best memory, productivity, and sleep you've ever had.
So that's on the topic of the brain. And that book is all about what you do for that. But that same concept, so that you're not overwhelmed, 1 hour a week. So I'm going to tell you one more story, and then I've got to go because I have another interview in 10 minutes.
All right.
But one more story that resonates to this. 1986, Australia. A gastroenterologist, microbiologist, both, this guy, he writes a paper and he says, you know, I think that sometimes ulcers are caused by a bacteria. And the whole world of his peers said, what are you, a nutcase? Everybody knows ulcers are caused by too much acid in the stomach and you have to take antacids. What kind of a nutcase are you? So what did he do? He did an endoscopy, which means he put a tube down his throat into his stomach with a camera, took pictures of the healthy pink tissue of his stomach. Then he drank a beaker of a bacteria called Heliobacter pylori, H. pylori. He drinks a beaker of it, waits 4 days until he's as sick as can be, does another endoscopy, takes a picture of the healthy pink tissue, or I'm sorry, the ulcerated tissue in his stomach. He's getting a bunch of ulcers now. Then he takes the antibiotics to kill the bacteria. Then he waits another 5-6 days till he's feeling better and takes another endoscopy, pictures of his healing pink tissue of his stomach. Then he publishes that paper with the pictures. Then everyone knows he's a nutcase, but he proved beyond a doubt that sometimes ulcers are caused by a bacteria. The World Health Organization thought that was so important. They sent that paper to every medical society in the world and said, send this out to all of your members. Why? Because in 1986, the number one cancer killing people was stomach cancer, caused most often by a Heliobacter pylori infection. And so the World Health Organization thought, if doctors learn this, that bacteria sometimes causes the ulcers, anytime someone's got upset stomach, heartburn, the doctors will check for the bacteria. And if they get rid of the bacteria, they may prevent stomach cancer. Turned out that happened. And the incidence of stomach cancer went way down. But everyone still thought Barry Marshall is a nutcase. He didn't care. 21 years later, the guy wins the Nobel Prize in medicine. And the Nobel Committee said the exact words, Dr. Barry Marshall, who with tenacity and a prepared mind challenged prevailing dogma. Now, you're going to be overwhelmed by everything you hear in the magnificent new normal. because you're going to want to do this. 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 And you just can't do it all. It's overwhelming. But this is how you do it successfully. Jeffrey, can you show that subtitle again from the book? This is how you do it successfully.
Just 1 hour a week.
You have tenacity. Yeah, 1 hour a week. Every Tuesday night after dinner. Every Sunday morning after services, whenever it is, but every week, you're going to have tenacity. I'm going to spend a little time to go back to my notes from the Magnificent New Normal of which one of these ideas I really liked. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at it in more detail. With a prepared mind, you watch these interviews of the Magnificent New Normal, whichever one's called to you. And then you challenge prevailing dogma, meaning the way that we currently think is not working and we've got a crazy world out there. How do we open up the butterfly inside of us to a magnificent new normal? So with tenacity and a prepared mind, you challenge the prevailing dogma of how this society is going right now. That's why I'm so turned on by what Jeffrey's doing here, that I think this is a guidebook, a roadmap, if you will. If you want to go from Chicago to San Diego, which I did in 2010, I moved from Chicago to San Diego, I needed a map. I needed a roadmap. You can't just get in the car and go west. You have to know where to go, right? The Magnificent New Normal may be your roadmap. So register. The link is here. It's free. And you'll see the names and a little information about every person on what day and what they're doing. You pick the ones you want to listen to. Maybe you only listen to three in 40 days, but you take a few notes, and 1 hour a week, you're just applying some of these principles. I promise you don't need to listen to every single one of them. You listen to Alison Armstrong. She changed my life and my wife's life. She changed our relationship just by listening to some of her talks. You listen to her and you go, oh my God, that's so true. I really am like that. Boy, what a dunce I am at times. Honey, I'm so sorry that I've reacted that way in the past. I'm going to do my best to respond more as a better man, you know, whatever it is. But you will get that as long as you recognize and prevent overwhelm. And you prevent overwhelm by just allocating 1 hour a week to implementation of some of this stuff. So, Jeffrey, with that, I've got to say thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And I've got like two or three minutes left.
All right. Well, I have to say, you've just heard Tom O'Brien. You're such a clear instant teacher, educator. You are so, you use analogies better than anyone. I've interviewed so many people in my work. I'm a GMO activist, and I do How to Heal from GMOs and Roundup, and you've been in those programs. And you are remarkable. So I want to say, if you're interested in Tom and his programs, go to thedoctor.com. You've got a
that's the DR. That's the DR.com. Don't spell the word doctor out. The DR.com.
DR.com. And you have a Facebook page, and you have a weekly live Facebook interview, and I've been on that. So I want to thank you, Tom. And I really appreciate, it's hard for me as the host and creator of the A Magnificent New Normal to be as unbridled enthusiastic as you are. I just love it. It's because I'm meeting you there. And yeah, I'm hearing from people who've started the program that they are amazed. They are amazed at what people have to say. And I'll end with this, because I know you've got to go. I think that this is a special time. I think it's part of the prophecies. I believe those happen to be true, whether it's true because of the prophecies or coincidence. I think we are in a special time of transformation. And I think those of us that are here to help have an alarm bell going off. And for many of us, it's muffled. It's muffled by the news. It's muffled by fear. It's muffled by our own fear, our own voices on the bus telling us we're not good enough and whatnot. And that when we hear each of these people, even if you just hear the first answer to the question or the second answer to the question on a daily basis, or as Tom says, pick your favorites, what it does is it gives us permission to hear the alarm. It gives us permission to put away what others may be saying, the established paradigm, and go, I think actually I'm supposed to be one of those imaginal cells helping to move the caterpillar into the butterfly. I think that I'm getting the inspiration inside, and these outside interviews are clearing the cobwebs and clearing the muffles of what is actually going on inside. And it's a call to action, but it's more a call to ourselves. What is our passion? What is our purpose? How can we step into ourselves? And that one of our greatest services right now is to step into our own magnificent new normal with our own personal transformation. And so that is what this is designed for, how we can personally step into our butterfly. And because consciousness is a field, you can hear Bruce Lipton talk about that and Lynn McTaggart and all that, we together will be motivating transformation for the whole. So I invite you to participate in this one-of-a-kind and one-time pandemic time, transformational time period, where we can have an amplified impact like never before. Thank you all for listening. Please, please sign up. It's free. And I'll see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to Live Healthy, Be Well. Please subscribe to the podcast using whatever app you listen to podcasts with, or go to livehealthybewell.com to subscribe. This podcast will inform you about health dangers, corporate and government corruption, and ways we can protect ourselves, our families, and our planet. I interview scientists, experts, authors, whistleblowers, and many people who have not shared their information with the world until now. Please share the podcast with your friends. It will enlighten and may even save lives. Safe eating.